Music Discoveries of 2017. What are your favorite new songs or songs that are new to you? When we reached out to Maine Public's own Sarah Willis about her music picks of the year, she sent us a list with 53 entries, songs and albums. Is your list that long? Well, we won't likely have time to talk about every pick on Sarah's list or yours, but we'd love to hear about a few. Are you a Jason Isbell fan?
If we were vampires and death was a joke, we'd go out on the sidewalk in the snow.
How about Mavis Staples?
Oh, I won't be afraid.
I won't be afraid.
If that's how you want to stay.
Is there any new song out there that you just can't wait to share with your friends? We want to hear about it. Today on Maine Calling, Sarah Willis joins us in the studio, and Rich Tozier will be here for a little while, too. Stay with us, but first, this news. From the Maine Public Radio studios, I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. That was the song The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness by the band The National. And it is one of my guests, Music Discoveries of 2017. Sarah Willis is here with us. She is the host of In Tune, which is heard nightly on Maine Public Radio. And she has come to Portland studio to share some of her favorite songs of the year. Sarah, welcome back to Maine Calling.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's going to be a lot of fun to talk about music.
I know. Last time we were in Bangor, today we're in Portland. As always, we want to hear from you. What songs or music acts had the biggest impact on you this year? Who did you discover? Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. You can send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org, tweet at Maine Calling, or post to the Maine Calling Facebook page. Tell us a little bit about the song we just heard a little bit of, The National. The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness.
It is from their amazing album, Sleep Well Beast, which is one of my favorites, I have to say, for this year. There's something about Matt's voice that is just, it just grabs you. And they are an incredible band, and they have made really, I think, their best record this year. And it is, again, called Sleep Well Beast. Are we going to hear any more of that song?
I'm looking at our engineer, Roddy. Oh, yeah, here
he's
we come.
He's saying, yeah, let's go.
And I can tell that somebody sold you. We said we'd never let anyone in. We said we'd only die of lonely secrets. The system only dreams in total darkness. Why are you hiding? Different kind of thing now. All night you're talking to God. I thought that this would all work out.
Sarah, where are they from?
They are from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, really? Yeah. I would have guessed Europe.
I know. They are just a really great band and great songwriting as well. I mean, there's all kinds of songwriting, and some people are poets and some people just, you know, write a verse and a chorus, and it's not that important what the words are. But with a band like The National, the words are really important. But they also write great music, and they are great players as well.
So we posted your list.
My list of 50, which
cracked me up. So Jonathan Smith, our producer, asked Sarah, give us a list, and 53 it was the number, I believe. This is what you can narrow it down to?
Well, and I had to stop is really what happened. I just had to stop, and I didn't get to mention Neil Young's new record, which I like a lot. There has been a time when Neil's records have been not all that appealing to me because he's been sort of mad and angry about stuff that's going on, but this record's beautiful. Chris Thiele, the host of, I think it's called Live From Here, has a new record of all the songs that he's written for what was Prairie Home Companion. It's wonderful. And Sufjan Stevens, also, I didn't get that onto the list, another really beautiful record.
Do you find yourself returning again and again to a type of genre. I happen to know that you really like folk music, but the song we just heard was not.
The thing about doing the program is that I want to find music as far-reaching as I can and then try to string it together in a way that makes sense. And there is so much great music being made by all kinds of, like, rock bands and folk musicians and people who you can't even categorize. I don't even know how to. I mean, you can say singer-songwriter, but that could mean anyone from Bob Dylan to somebody like Bon Iver. So it's hard to even talk about it, really.
Well, you know, and there are now these streaming services like Spotify and Pandora that help us all learn about these musicians we might not hear about otherwise. And then there are programs like yours. And thank goodness for that, Sarah, though, because it seems as though the rest of the radio dial is a lot of the same. And it may be great. You may love Bruno Mars and you may love Lynyrd Skynyrd, but you're not exploring what's brand new and different and the variety of wonderful music that's going on out there.
And really, it's all connected. You hear somebody like Jason Isbell, who's on our list, and he is, I mean, I guess people would say he's a singer-songwriter, but he's in the country world, but he's sort of like what country music was. I mean, you could say he's Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline, and he's Bob Dylan, and he's what country music, I think, used to be for a lot of people. He has also been nominated for a Grammy. He won a bunch last year. He's been to Portland several times, so I bet a lot of people in our audience have seen Jason Isbell. And he has this beautiful song, If We Were Vampires, which has been nominated for a Grammy. And it's like something John Donne could have written. It's a song about if they were vampires, he and his love, they could live forever, but they're not. And so they will eventually have to say goodbye to each other. It's just beautiful, beautiful song. But he is connected.
It's not the long flowing dress that you're in, or the light coming off of your skin, the fragile heart you protected for so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hand searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof. Your questions like directions to the truth. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. But one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. We were vampires and death was a joke. We'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke and laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end.
That is beautiful, huh?
I know. It's a really complicated song. And I can just say about Jason Isbell, he can also really rock.
Yes, I've seen him. And I will agree. And, you know, he played at one of the L.L. Bean free concerts a couple summers ago. And boy, what a concert. You know, it was, I think, right when he was on the cusp of really sort of making it a different level to popularity. But before we played part of the song there, Sarah, you were talking about how connected he is.
He is. He's in this line of artists that I really think start with songwriters and singers like Hank Williams and Patsy Cline, and then Johnny Cash, who, you know, was a big fan of Bob Dylan's, and Jason's in that line, and it's so much music is. It when people say to me, oh, you know, there's no more good music being made, it was all since the 70s or whatever time period, I just think, yes, there is. And
yes,
it
yes,
is
yes.
connected to the music that you love. Like War on Drugs, you could say he's in the Tom Petty school and the Springsteen school. He's a great rock guy, but he's you know, part of a family of people who, you know, have made great rock music.
Okay, War on Drugs. Sarah, that's kind of got a European dance music vibe to it.
The guy's great. And it's a band. It's a whole band with a singer-songwriter fronting it, which is pretty often. But I hear Springsteen and Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah.
It's also a record with great long songs. Some of the songs are 8 minutes, 7 minutes. There's lots of amazing guitar playing. So if you're a person who loves, you know, rock guitar playing, beautiful lyrical playing, I would recommend The War on Drugs.
So I'm going to go to a question. Steve on Facebook says, I look to Sarah to keep me current as she spins Arcade Fire, Crown Vix, or Bjork. One, how does she stay current? And two, was there a DJ or DJs that inspired her? John Peel, Cousin Brucey, Allison Steele, The Nightbird, etc.?
What a great question. And actually, yes. When I was younger, and living in Boston, that's when Freeform Radio was happening, where disc jockeys would just come in and play whatever they wanted to. And there was a woman on WBCN called Maxanne. And I remember thinking, gosh, women can do this. They, you know, she was definitely, and years later I met her. She was a record promoter. And I met her at a convention, and I was able to tell her that it's her fault that I'm doing this.
What was her response?
Well, she had an ego that, you know, she was like, well, of course.
That's great.
You're not the only one. But, it, you know, it was just amazing to hear a woman on the radio. And I know Allison Steele was another one that a lot of people were inspired by. And as far as keeping up with music, that's honestly the biggest part of my job is every day going to the mail and getting 10, 15 records, going through them, listening to the ones that come to the top. And I find that I have to listen at least three times.
Really?
Yep. All the way through.
So you're getting 10 or 12 CDs a day. Are you just putting them on as you do things that you need to do throughout the day, putting them on in the car, putting them on in the kitchen, putting them on in the bathroom when you're taking a shower?
I listen while I'm running because I have to hear.
Right.
All the words.
Okay.
And I have to.
So do you train for marathons?
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? But it's the first time through, I just have a kind of idea. The second time through, it's beginning to be like, this is either going to happen or not. And the third time through is when the hooks start working for me anyway. And I try to follow that in the amount of time that I play, the number of times that I'll play a song. Like, you know, normal radio, you hear a song, you know, five or six times a day. Mm-hmm. But I want to choose maybe three songs from a record and just hone in on those, hopefully that they will do their magic, work their magic on the listeners.
So 10 or 12 a day. So you're always listening. Yeah, always.
Not always. Like right now, the music business is on vacation, so I'm not getting anything. Although I did get another one that I got, big surprise, great record from U2. I don't know. I just kind of forgot about them. But their new one, The Songs of Experience, is wonderful.
And this one I think didn't have as glitzy or catchy a rollout. They just did it the old-fashioned way.
Right.
They didn't put on everybody's Apple phone or something like they have in the past. Oh, my goodness. And Sarah, you still, you know, we're talking today about musical discoveries of 2017, but you still, when your show, mix in the older songs, the songs that you've loved all of these years. Will you do that like the show we just heard, you said, reminds you of perhaps you heard some Tom Petty, you heard some Bruce Springsteen. Will you pair that with a Tom Petty or Bruce Springsteen song on the radio?
Absolutely. And the thing that I would do is I would play War on Drugs next to a woman rocker, like Kathleen Edwards, for instance. I try to go back and forth between men and women. Because
is that a challenge sometimes?
No. It's a habit after all these years. That's just the way that my brain works.
Okay. Well, speaking of women, before we go, before we take a break, we're going to listen to another one of your favorites from the year, a Mavis Staples song. So tell us about the song before we play it, and then we'll play it out to break.
The title, If All I Was Black, pretty much says it all. Mavis Staples has made a wonderful record with Jeff Tweedy from Wilco. They have a great partnership together. I can tell they inspire each other. And she's going to be in Bar Harbor in January. So pay attention, Mavis Staples. If All I Was Black, it's the title track from that record.
If all I was black, looking at you, you might look past all the love I give.
Got love to give.
I've got natural gifts.
Got natural gifts.
Got perspective.
Got perspective.
Might make your shift. If all I did was cry, if all that feeling got left behind, I'd worry about you.
What's in your mind?
I'd never live my life.
Are you wasting my time?
Oh, I won't be afraid.
I won't be afraid.
If that's how you wanna stay.
You make Maine calling possible, as does Portland Buy Local, encouraging Mainers to learn about the benefits of buying from locally owned independent businesses this holiday season.
Hello, I'm Jess Milton, producer of The Vinyl Cafe. As you may know, we lost Stuart McLean, host of CBC Radio's The Vinyl Cafe, earlier this year. Christmas was a big deal for the Vinyl Cafe family. It's hard to imagine the holidays without Stuart's familiar voice. Part of the joy of the season came from taking the Vinyl Cafe on the road, performing our annual Christmas show live in theaters, on CBC Radio, and for PRX. This year, we have something special. Stuart's final Vinyl Cafe Christmas concert. It was performed in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and features music by the award-winning Newfoundland trio, The Once, and the Vinyl Cafe Orchestra. It also features a new David Morley Christmas story. Hearing Stuart's voice again made me happy. I hope it makes you happy, too. Stay tuned to find out how and when you can listen.
You can hear that broadcast of Vinyl Cafe tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and again Sunday afternoon at 1 on Maine Public Radio. A complete list of all of our holiday programming is online at mainepublic.org. Just click radio.
And welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on the program, Music Discoveries of 2017. With me in the studio, Sarah Willis. You know Sarah from her program In Tune, which is heard here on Maine Public. She is sharing a few songs that have stayed with her over the course of the year. And we invite you to join the conversation. We want to hear what you discovered this year that you're really excited about. Call 1-800-399-3566. Send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org, tweet at Maine Calling, or post to our Facebook page. Well, joining us now, our very own Rich Tozier. Rich hosts Jazz Tonight, Fridays from 8 to 10 on Maine Public Radio. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Jennifer.
We're about to hear your first selection. And this is You're My Thrill by Cecile McLaurin-Salvant.
You do something to me. You send chills right through me when I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. You're my thrill. How my pulse increases.
to kiss. Okay, Rich, that's gorgeous. Tell us about Cecile McLaurin. Is it Salvant?
Salvant, and she is bilingual. She's French is her second language. And that is from her latest album. It's called Dreams and Daggers. It's a double CD. It's her third album that's come out in the last 5 years. She's only 28 years old, and I must say that she knocks me out every time I hear her. What she does is, although there are some original songs in her albums, she does explore some of the older classics, such as the one we just heard. And I am just astonished at what she brings to these songs. She takes possession of them. I go back and listen to her over and over again. And every time I find something new, she is so nuanced, and she's in total control of what she's doing. She has been compared to, well, I like to say the Holy Trinity of Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and Billie Holiday as one of the great bearers of the torch of, perhaps it's the wrong word, the flag of great jazz vocalizing. I shouldn't even call it jazz vocalizing.
Just vocalizing. Well, not just.
Just vocalizing. Yeah. Jazz gives it too much of a limiting label, I think.
Okay, but, so let's go to your next selection, the Frank Carlberg Large Ensemble. Rich, tell us about this one.
Yes. That is Round Midnight, and it's the only tune which Frank Carlberg did not compose, but it's from the album Monk Dreams, Hallucinations, and Nightmares. The other compositions are all inspired by Monk's music. Frank constructs, deconstructs it, if you will. But this particular recording of Round Midnight features the trumpet of Kirk Knuffke. And like Miles, that sound, that trumpet goes right inside your brain and takes over. It's a long piece, Round Midnight. It's 11 minutes, but it certainly deserves a serious, close listen. A word about Frank Carlberg. He plays piano and composers, and some of the listeners may be familiar with him because for many years, he and his wife, Christine Correa, have been involved with the Maine Jazz Camp, a summer camp for jazz musicians, students of jazz, and this has been going on for many years. She's also elsewhere on this album, but I'm singing the praises of this not only because it has some local import, but I seriously regard it as perhaps the most interesting jazz instrumental album I've heard this year.
All right, and then one more.
Hallucinations and Nightmares.
Okay, so we're going to make a list, too, and put this on our Facebook page. We already have Sarah's 53. We're going to put your 3 on, Rich. But your third
mine's quite a bit shorter.
Number 3 is Dave Stryker's Striking Ahead. Okay, some guitar there, Rich, right?
Yes, some guitar indeed. Dave Stryker is a very solid player in the burner tradition of Grant Green, Kenny Burrell, and George Benson. And he's an all-around session player, but he's made a few albums using an organ. And this latest, Strikin' Ahead, is more proof that the jazz organ guitar combo is alive and well, although in the past some jazz aficionados have tended to dismiss the organ guitar combo. Strikin' Ahead is certainly... Yes.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, I want to have you stay with us for a little bit because Frederick in Bath, mm-hmm. I think, is going to call in with a thought that is someone you'd like to hear. So can you hold on just to stay with us?
Sure.
Here you go.
Yep.
And Frederick, go ahead. You're on Main Calling. You have Sarah Willis and Rich Tozier with you.
Oh, you know, this is like heaven calling my most favorite hosts of radiodom. And Rich, I'm happy to share with you. I'm bringing up a genre of music that I discovered. Those of us who are on this side of 50, let's say, may remember back in the 60s, the sound of Vince Guaraldi, who did the piano music for the Peanuts series, and he did Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Well, we know that that sound of his, right? Well, I didn't realize the music from the film Black Orpheus, which I think was the first bossa nova sound to come to the United States. Well, I have become so enamored with the sound of Antonio Carlos Jobim and João Gilberto. Mm-hmm. Now, those names, one wrote The Girl from Ipanema. Antonio Carlos Jobim wrote that beautiful Girl from Ipanema. But there is so much more to that genre of music, isn't there, that I just find so, it's romantic, it's passionate, it's soulful, the sound of the samba with jazz on top.
Well, Frederick, thanks for your recommendation.
And I just want to tell you that Babel Gilberto, the daughter, also has great records with that same wonderful vibe. Babel.
Rich, are you a bossa nova fan? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I love bossa nova. It was a gateway into jazz. I wasn't born a jazz buff, but when I was in high school, The Girl from Ipanema and Desafinado came out, along with Dave Brubeck's Take Five. And this was gateway music into the genre of jazz. The music we've heard from Dave Stryker and certainly Cecile McLaurin Salvant, those could also be regarded as gateways into jazz. If one, I'm always running into people who say, well, I don't understand jazz. I don't know anything about it. I don't either. I just know that I like it, and good music is good music, and I just follow my ears.
Well, Rich, thanks so much for calling in and joining us. I will put your three recommendations on our Facebook page, and that is Rich Tozier, our host of Jazz Tonight on Fridays from 8 to 10 here on Maine Public Radio. Elaine on Facebook writes, my faves from this year include Spoons, Hot Thoughts, their best album yet, Liam Gallagher's As You Were, just a great rock record, and two women who should be more well-known, Marika Hackman, I'm Not Your Man's, and the new one by Elizabeth and the Catapult. Also, The Clientele. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, I love all those records, and especially The Clientele. That's just the most gorgeous record. And, you know, they do a kind of a little bossa nova sound every now and then on some of their other albums. But their new one is just unbelievably beautiful. The kind of record you want to put on when the snow is just kind of softly falling.
Well, and isn't it great that Elaine really likes Spoon, and it's one of your recommendations as well. So we're going to listen to I Ain't the One by Spoon.
Well, the moon is rising, looking on me. Well, the night comes, knocking, knocking on me. I say, I ain't the one. I say, well, I ain't the one. I ain't the one that you're looking for now.
Tell us about Spoon, Sarah.
I opened my eyes really wide because I wanted to go into the next section of that song because it really breaks open. They are just the coolest band from Austin, Texas. And when we were talking about, you know, the present being connected to the past, they're not unconnected to bands like Squeeze. And, you know, they just have a independent indie sound, but it is not very hard to get your ears around at all. And I love what Rich just said, you know, good music is good music and you just follow your ears. And that's one thing that's really easy to do with a band like Spoon. And it also makes you get up and dance, honestly.
We're going to go to Greg calling from Tamworth, New Hampshire. Hi, Greg. Go ahead. You're on Main Calling.
Hi, Jen and Sarah. Great show. And yes, I am in Tamworth, New Hampshire. And my next door neighbor and good friend was a guy named Bill Morrissey that I think you probably are familiar with.
Of course.
Thank you very much. Jen, I used to live in Portland and I'm connected to the Oak Street Theater. And you were a regular patron there and a great supporter of the theater and the arts. And I want to thank you for that. It's been great to watch your career as you've gone from being a cub reporter to being really one of the pillars of Maine broadcast journalism. So thank you for your great career, and look forward to many more years of hearing you. Sarah, I have to say on a personal level, you and your show have meant a great deal to me over the years because I've been listening since way, way back. I have a friend that is a mutual friend of yours, a certain lady named Carol Noonan, the extraordinary Carol Noonan, who is a wonderful singer and owner of the Stone Mountain Arts Center. She told me that you had a tough time in your life and a loss, and that's something that I have also had. So my heart goes out to you, and I hope you know that your music has meant so much to me over the years. When I've gone through tough times, to just be able to sit down or lie down and hear that wonderful music and your soothing voice, and so grateful to you for that. I'm sure there are thousands and thousands of people over the area, Maine, New Hampshire, Brunswick, and all across the country.
Greg, you're not alone. We have an email from Andrea who writes, "My musical discovery of 2017 was Sarah Willis. As a baby boomer, I'm very prone to the no good music since the 70s syndrome, but every time I turn on Intune, I think, wow, this is really good. Thanks for your skilled vetting." So, Greg, thank you so much for your sincere phone call.
Yeah, I want to thank Greg, too. I agree with you. You know, music, it can do so much, and one of the things it can do is lift your heart when it's having a hard time. And the fabulous Carol Noonan, let's just say the Stone Mountain Arts Center is one of the best venues I've ever been to, where you can be pretty up close and personal with some of the best musicians out there. That's a plug.
And it's not just the Stone Mountain Arts Center. Her voice. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Talk about healing wounds.
Yep.
Greg, thank you so much for your call. From Will, an email, a plug for New Jazz's Mainer Paul Jones. He's released his album Clean this year, which is getting much acclaim. So let's see here. We'll squeeze in one more call before the break. We'll go to Todd in South Portland. Hi, Todd. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm calling about Front Country, a really awesome progressive bluegrass band that has an incredible rock and roll female frontwoman named Melody Walker. They're from San Francisco. They just moved to Nashville. First album was Sake of the Sound, and the most recent one is Other Love Songs, and they are awesome. Please check them out.
Front Country?
The band.
Front Country. Front. Okay, I'm writing it down.
Thanks for your tip,
yeah.
Todd. And we do. Thank you, Todd, for that call. Have to go to another break, but before we do so, we're going to have a word about tomorrow's program. Join host Keith Shortall for a conversation about board games. He will be joined by two local toy store owners and someone who created a board game that is selling out everywhere. Email your favorite board games and board game memories to talk@mainpublic.org. Tweet us or post to our Facebook page. You're listening to Maine Calling, and you are listening to another one of Sarah's favorites from 2017. This is Slow Dive, is the name of the song and the band Slow Dive. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You make Maine Calling possible, as do Bar Harbor Savings and Loan, dedicated to providing local, personalized loan and deposit services since 1902, and Pika Energy, providing Maine-made solar equipment, including the new Coral battery, for home backup. More at pikaenergy.com. Well, it's that special time of year again, and Maine Public has two gifts for you. First, Maine Public Holiday Classical, an uninterrupted stream of great holiday music. It's available on mainepublic.org or on the Maine Public app. And second, a wide selection of special holiday programs on both Maine Public Radio and Maine Public Classical. You can find a full listing at mainepublic.org. Just click Radio, then Maine Public Holiday Schedule. Enjoy!
In a time of increased racial, economic, and political division, is it possible to find common ground? Hello, I'm Linda Hunt. Next time on City Arts and Lectures, Van Jones talks about the possibility of transforming collective fear into meaningful change. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures.
That's coming up in about 20 minutes after Maine Calling at 2 o'clock here on Maine Public Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You're listening to Maine Calling. Today on the program, Sarah Willis is with me to share some of her favorite songs of the year. We would love to hear, what are your favorite songs of the year? Join our conversation. Give us a call, 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. Rick sent an email, saw Mavis Staples in Philly on 11/11. Great band and inspiring performance ending with a powerful I'll take you there. See her in Barber in January if you can.
I'll be there.
I was going to ask if you're going to be there.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to go to Judith, who's calling from Dover, Foxcroft. Hi, Judith. Go ahead.
Hello. 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 Thank you for your program. I am a blind visual artist gone blind. I have many long, dark hours in the night, and I wish the program were on all night long. Jason Isbell, Mavis Staples, Bonnie Bear, one of my new favorites.
Oh, yeah.
But I can. It's the only place I can find Leonard Cohen, and I thank you so much for that. And if you played him once every program, I would die a happy death.
You know what? I could play him every program. You never get tired of Leonard Cohen. And his record that came out, You Want It Darker, this last year was just an amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I fall in love all over again every time I hear him.
Yep, me too.
And I miss him.
Yeah, I do too.
Judith, thanks so much for calling in. We have an email from Mick at Bull Moose. And Mick writes, it's a long email, but I think it's a good one, so we're going to go through here. Let's see. 2017 was a great year for music, but in particular, I was thrilled to be able to rediscover one of my absolute favorite bands from high school, Blind Guardian, a band whose releases have been mostly unavailable in physical digital form in the U.S. since the mid-00s. Now, Blind Guardian isn't probably the band the average Maine Calling listener would be into because they primarily write speed metal songs about fantasy and sci-fi, the best example of which is Nightfall in the Middle Earth, an hour-long heavy metal retelling of Tolkien's Silmarillion. And let me let you know, I am pretty sure if Elvis had electric guitars, this is 100% the kind of music they would make. Elves, not Elvis. So Blind Guardian is his recommendation of the year.
You know, that is a perfect segue into Ophir Rex, because in their own way, they kind of heavy metal up some old traditional British music. It's a pretty great record. It's the members of the Decemberists and Olivia Cheney, who's a British singer-songwriter, and I think she was opening for them. They both on the Nonesuch label, so she may have been opening for them. They discovered that they had this love of traditional music, and they made this incredible record called The Queen of Hearts, and there are some really pretty out there versions of some of these traditional songs, not unlike kind of what Led Zeppelin did with some traditional music as well. So maybe we're going to hear The Queen of Hearts. And it starts with a harpsichord, and you can't go wrong with a harpsichord. That record is up for the Best Folk Album of the Year for the Grammys. And that wasn't one of the more edgy songs, but I can guarantee you that they really put the boots to a couple of those old traditional British songs. Not unlike, you know, Steel Ice Band or Fairport Convention, but definitely Olivia's voice is remarkable. And the liner notes are great because she talks about the songs, where she first heard them, and you know, a lot of them are child ballads, so they've been around a very, very long time. It's a great record. Off of Rex.
We'll go to South Portland and Mark. Hi, Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to share a local act here in Portland that I think is worth noting if the listeners haven't heard of them. It's a band called Armies, which is fabulous music. It two writers and singers, Dave Gutter from Rustic Overtones and Anna Lombard, and the album through and through has this incredible consistency of them singing in harmony, which you don't hear too often. They're all singing the lead verses and such in harmony. It's beautiful. So that's one.
So
and
that's
then I
Armies.
To share two.
Armies.
Yeah,
okay.
Armies.
Okay, go ahead.
Armies with Dave Gutter and Anna Lombard. Yep. And then two groups that my 14-year-old daughter hit me to that I think is worth mentioning as well. And the first one, I believe, is from Los Angeles, and they're called Chicano Batman.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
You know that band?
Yeah, you got a cool 14-year-old daughter.
I know, man. Tell me about it. I when she played that for me, I was blown away. So Chicano Batman, totally worth it. Kind of like, I mean, maybe tell me if you agree. Like, it's kind of like Santana meets Neil Young and Steely Dan.
Yeah,
almost.
That's great.
It's very cool music. And then Mac DeMarco, which I really like. That we went and saw at Radio City Music Hall, which was incredible. Yeah, so that's it. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and happy listening.
Thank you. And I want to just say to all the local musicians out there, please send me your music. I don't have this Armies, and I would love to be able to play them on our air, really. So send your music to me, please.
Mark, thanks so much for your call. And if you'd like to join the conversation, share with us your favorite song or your favorite music discovery. It doesn't really even have to have come out this past year. What did you discover this year in 2017? Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. Sarah, another fan email here. Thanks, Sarah, for the one. This is from Ralph. Thanks, Sarah, for the wonderful selection of music you play every night. So much good stuff I've never heard, never seems to repeat. And you even slip in some real country, like Lucinda Williams. The instrumentals at the end of the show, along with Have a Great Night, is the perfect way to end a day, and I'm sound asleep within seconds. It's better than having my dear departed mom tuck me in when I was a young child. Is that your intention?
Absolutely. And I love finding the right instrumental to end the program. It's really wonderful to hear that people pay attention to it. I love knowing that. Instrumental music is very, very important to sort of draw it all together at the end. And have a good night.
And have a good night. That sounds so nice, Sarah. So what do you have on your shelf, on your counter that you haven't listened to yet that you're looking forward for 2018? Is there anything or is there nothing waiting because you tear into things that you're looking forward to?
I'm opening it the minute that it appears and listening to it. And one thing I haven't listened to yet is something new from Moby. He has a new record coming out, and I just have a single. It'll be certainly interesting because he is somebody that puts together electronic things and old music and his vocals. So we'll see. It may end up on the air. I bet it will.
And anybody else, any rumors about something that's coming out in the new year that you're looking forward to?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head that is coming up new, but we do still have one more record.
We do, and we're looking to see if we've got it queued up. This is Rhiannon Giddens.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. And she just received a MacArthur Genius Award, among other things. She is one of those people who is not only a musician, but she's also a scholar. So she learns, she just knows so much, and you can hear it in her vocals. And her last record, Freedom Highway, is, I mean, they're all good. And her work with the Carolina Chocolate Drops is also great.
A piece that somehow found its way to hide inside your heart. I can go a day or three with not one thought of you. Then I see a crooked smile that draws me back into the way you almost held my hand dear, the time you kissed my cheek, the words that never left your lips, love, but I heard week after week, the waltzes that we left untaken, the glances drove us mad, the life we didn't live together, and the love that we almost had.
You know, I was thinking when Rich was talking that Rich and I often have, but we sometimes have a little crossover. Like I'll get a record and I'll think, I need to send this to Rich. And we both play, like, you know, of course, people like Nora Jones, but Rhiannon Giddens, that song could definitely be on a Rich Tozer jazz show. One other thing about her that's kind of interesting is that she has had a part in the TV show Nashville, which is kind of a soap opera-y, but it really is about music, and T-Bone Burnett is part of the music part of it, and she sings on that show and plays a really great character, Nashville.
That's fun. We're going to go to Jeff in Freeport. Hi, Jeff. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Love the show. Love music. Love everything about music. In fact, my younger son right now is teaching me to play guitar. I'm a wannabe guitar player, and he's teaching me all the licks, but two bands in particular that I have a grown a deep appreciation for. One is the Tedeschi Trucks band.
Oh my God.
With, you know, Derek Trucks, Phenom, Slide, guitar virtuoso who played with the Allman Brothers early on in his career. And now, you know, he married Susan Tedeschi later on in life, a Boston-based blues musician. Had an opportunity to see them many times in the greater Portland area as well down in Boston. Just an incredible band with, I would say, I don't know, 11, 12, 13 players. They have horns. They have just you know, it's based in blues and jazz. However, it really encompasses a lot of world music. As much as I love Derek's licks on his slide guitar, Susan Tedeschi is quite an accomplished guitar player as well. And her, you know, she has the Bonnie Raitt voice, if you will. And then lastly, kind of staying in that same tradition, actually an older fellow who passed away earlier this year in May, Greg Allman. He had a CD that came out that was actually nominated for a Blues Grammy for 2017. It's called Southern Blood. And it's just him doing several originals as well as some covers, including Bob Dylan. Just some incredible music that really, you know, his voice is one of those voices that just really touches you if you're into that type of blues rock music. So that's what I wanted to mention, and appreciate the show. Happy holidays.
I'm totally with you on both of those. The Tedeschi Trucks band, they are just remarkable, and what a happy thing that she fell in love with Derek Trucks. They had a record this year, a live record, Live from the Fox in Oakland, and it's fantastic. And the Greg Allman record is really very, very beautiful. He does a killer version of the song Willin', which I just love.
You know, we're almost out of time, but George, I'm going to try to squeeze your call in. What's your favorite album, favorite song?
Hey, Jennifer, it's George LaPointe.
Oh, hi, George LaPointe.
My favorite album is the Waylon Jennings new album, 15.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I can't play it enough.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
George, thanks for being our final caller. And thank you, Sarah Willis, host of Maine Public's InTune, for being here today.
And can I just say I'm looking forward to 2018 and all the great music that we will be listening to together.
And a special thank you to Rich Tozer for joining us for part of today's program. We are going to leave this program with Ghost of Paul Revere. The song is Little Bird from their new album, Monarch. Sarah's nodding her head. Roddy Nickpour ran the board today. Maine Calling's produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. Tomorrow on the program, Keith Shortall talks about board games, the ones we loved as kids, and the new games that are out. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.